The report scopes out whether homeless service providers are impacted by the pandemic, focusing on Salt Lake County. The providers might be shelters, advocacy groups, and food banks. The report states that providers face a variety of challenges right now.
One of the biggest ones that organizations discussed were the health and safety of their staff. But they also are finding an increase in their demand for resources, but a decrease in or a loss of financial resources.
This is Sean Teagan, head of research at the Utah Foundation, the nonpartisan group that made the study. He says people are using homeless services, but nonprofit funding from grants and donations is drying up. Many of these nonprofits rely on volunteers, but with the threat of COVID-19, volunteers are a challenging liability.
You have to be concerned with the health of your staff. And then there's just the morale of the staff in a situation like that. Like, we're out working maybe in the community, but we're putting our own health and the health of our families maybe at risk in some ways.
Teagan says he was most surprised by another finding. About 45% of the providers reported they're somewhat worried about shutting down. 11% said their survivability was seriously challenged. Government agencies were less worried about this, but Teagan says budget cuts within the next year could likely affect governmental homeless services. If providers do need to close their doors, the concern is that people experiencing homelessness will have fewer resources to turn to. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jackie Harris.